Monday, Daniel and the second coming of Jesus. The vision King Nebuchadnezzar dreamed is so impressive. And it was so impressive for the emperor that a slave, Daniel, dreamt the same dream. Something you've never heard before. And the king was so impressed when he heard the explanation of the dream. Remember, gold means Babylon, silver, Persian, bronze, brass, Greeks, feet, the legs of iron, Rome, and the feet, iron and clay. But then, and this is the point here, whoosh, a stone fell exactly on a feet. And because of this, the whole image crumbled to pieces. And in the end, you couldn't see them. Anyway, the pieces disappeared. We find the story in Daniel chapter 2, and it goes like this. Daniel talks to the king. While you were watching, a rock was cut out, but not by human hands. And it struck the statue on its feet of iron and clay and smashed them. Yeah, well, then. Then the iron, the clay, the bronze, the silver, and the gold were broken to pieces at the same time, and became like chaff on a threshing floor in the summer. The wind swept them away without leaving a trace. Nothing left. Nothing. Imagine, these were empires. Ah! Nothing left. Nothing left. But the rock that struck the statue became a huge mountain and filled the whole earth. That's the difference. The image, gone. Whether it's Babylon or Persian or Greek or Rome, whatever. It's just without leaving anything. In Luke 20, we hear a very, very, very interesting story of Jesus telling to the Pharisees and the scribes, and he tells a parable, as Jesus often does. And in this parable, he talks about a vineyard and the people prepare everything. And in this story, Jesus asks the scribes. Jesus looked directly at them and asked them, "What is the meaning of that which is written?" Psalm 118. "The stone the builders rejected has become the capstone," so the capital stone, the main stone. "Everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces, but he on whom it falls will be crushed." Now that's an interesting statement. Everyone who falls on that stone will be broken to pieces. But he on whom it falls will be crashed. And that's very interesting. We have here a wonderful explanation of something. As humans, we are proud. And as long as we are not humble in front of the Lord, we will never be redeemed. But when this being proud disappears because we fell on this rock, because we discovered I am nothing and Jesus is everything, until there's a turnaround in our life towards Jesus, this is this falling on this rock. And this will produce a new creature. But if the rock falls on you so that you're under it, you will be smashed, crushed. Nothing will remain. These two extreme positions show either you are redeemed or you are lost forever. Till tomorrow.